This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. NRC holds public meetings about generic environmental impact statement for uranium mining. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, has scheduled public meetings in New Mexico, Wyoming, South Dakota, and Nebraska about the draft Generic Environmental Impact Statement for In-Situ Leach Uranium Milling Facilities, Draft GEIS. The public meetings will begin on Monday, August 25th, and continue until September 25th. The NRC has created four regions within the western United States for generic analysis. The NRC, with the cooperation of the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality, released the draft GEIS in late July. The National Environmental Protection Act, NEPA, requires that the NRC evaluate the environmental impacts associated with the construction, operation, and decommissioning of existing and proposed in-situ leach facilities. Licensing of such operations is the responsibility of the NRC in those states covered by the GEIS. The federal agency states that nearly 75% of any of the new license applications submitted over the next 2 to 3 years will be for ISL operations. They hope to incorporate the generic analysis into reviews of the environmental impacts at specific sites within the four regions. ISL mining allows for the injection of chemical liquids into the aquifer in order to destabilize radioactive and other toxic minerals. The solution of uranium-rich groundwater is then pumped to the surface, where the mining companies removes as much uranium and other heavy metals as is financially feasible. The remaining solution is reinjected into the aquifer, where it can contaminate groundwater. The chemical reaction between the injected chemicals and the natural ore causes irreversible changes in the geochemistry that can also result in long-term and untreatable contamination. For more than 30 years, companies have been mining using ISL methods, but no company has ever been able to reclaim groundwater to pre-mining conditions. In fact, the only way that companies have ever been able to meet permit requirements is for groundwater restoration regulations to be relaxed by regulators, as has happened repeatedly in Texas and Wyoming. One of the main concerns with the document is that it is inadequate to meet NEPA requirements. For example, the analysis of the impacts to water resources is insufficient. Critical information has been omitted, and the information that has been included is not fully analyzed. Eric Jance of the New Mexico Environmental Law Center said, quote, "The scope of the GEIS is artificially limited and ends up being so constrained to be almost meaningless." For example, the NRC decided that analyzing cumulative impacts of new ISL mining combined with contamination from historic uranium mining and milling is outside the scope of the draft GEIS. As a result of this and other significant shortcomings, community organizations need additional time to gather information about the technical issues in order to adequately and intelligently comment on the GEIS, end quote. All of the meetings will be held from 7 to 9:30 p.m. There will be an opportunity for informal discussions with NRC staff between 6 and 7 p.m. The NRC recommends that those wishing to make public comment to pre-register at least 7 days before the meeting by calling 1-800-368-5642, extension 7843. People may also register to speak at the meeting. The first meeting in New Mexico is scheduled for Gallup on Monday, September 8th at the Best Western Inn and Suites. The second meeting is scheduled for Grants on Tuesday, September 9th at the Best Western Inn and Suites. The final New Mexico meeting is scheduled for Albuquerque on Thursday, September 11th at the Hilton Albuquerque, located at 1901 University Boulevard Northeast. Written comments will be accepted until October 7th, 2008. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about this or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.